Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals. Sam has a discount code that you can use when we get to the end of the podcast so you can try it for yourself.
It's Keep the Wow Wednesday, and we didn't mention this a lot in the show because I kind of wanted to go deeper in Keep the Wow for literally a wow that you don't even know about, Murphy, yet in our family, something that's going on. So I am very close to my cousins, Candace and Crystal. These are girls I grew up with. Mm-hmm. They're sisters. I was the out-of-town cousin. When we would get together, it was always a party. It kind of still is.
Well, yeah, we go see them at Thanksgiving. They come see us at Christmas.
Yeah. And the whole point being, when you want to do something in your life, you cannot put it off forever. It's never, too late to do something or be something you always wanted to be, right? So keep that in mind before I tell you what's going on with Crystal. So I'm going to see them. We're going to spend a weekend together this summer. It's not even that far away. It's in June. We're going to go see Alanis Morissette. Mm. Just the girls. We're going to hang out, and then I'll be back not long after, guys. Don't worry. So I was making travel arrangements, just double checking with them on, hey, I'm still coming in. We're still doing this. And I got the note back from Crystal that, well, it's going to be a tight day because she's doing a play, and she has four shows that same weekend.
Lord.
Now, the concert we're going to, the show, is a Sunday night.
Now, she's never done a play. Well, ever since I've known her, acting has not really been her thing.
So I had to ask the question. Well, first of all, she has a play that day. So Candace and I will hang out most of the day and then go to see her in her final performance at 5 p.m. on that Sunday. Then we're going to load her up in the car, get out of her gear, whatever she's wearing on stage. And we're going to go straight to the concert.
So that's going to be tight, but that's fun. So what is she going to be in?
So I've asked that question, and it's such a cool answer because I said, hey, have you always wanted to do this? Were you pushed into this? Like, what's going on with this role, and what is it? She said, it's the musical is called The Prom. Okay. Have you seen the movie version? It's with Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman, ? I will now.
No, I haven't even heard of that.
I know, right? And I love Nicole Kidman and Meryl. So anyway, and then she goes on to say, I'm actually playing the villain of the show. Yes! The horrible mom and head of the PTA who was played by Kerry Washington in the movie.
Okay.
And then I went up to the question, have you always wanted to do this? Like, I didn't know this about her. I didn't expect this. Now, I know her daughter, Addie, has been doing a lot of theater. And so this is how it happened. She said, I think it's something I've always wished I could do to be a part of, but never thought I would or I never would have tried. But Addie told me she wanted me to do a show with her.
Aww.
Right? Aw. Pause for the aw.
There's no better incentive than that, huh?
And I just thought, okay, my daughter, my only child, my teenager actually wants me to do a show with her. Yeah, and I only have her in the house with me for a few more years. This might be my only chance. How could I say no? So I went for it and actually got the part that I auditioned for.
That's incredible. Wow.
It is. I'm so proud of her, and I am so excited to happen to be in town the weekend. I'm going to get to go see this.
Yeah.
That and then Alanis. It's just kicked up a notch, and the wow here being that I'm so proud of her, but this is true for anybody. Just because you've never put yourself in a certain box doesn't mean you can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
What voice inside your head tells you you can't there's something you want to do?
In its community theater, which is really a safe space to experiment with that, there are people that I've known over the years that's they love that. It's just another form of creative
outlet.
Expression, and it's very different.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I would be afraid that I could not memorize lines. I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, so what I mean? It would be...
You know Crystal, though.
Oh,
Crystal's
she's
the organized.
Everything. Yeah.
She'll know everybody else's mark and lines. Oh, I can't wait to hear these stories.
Well, as an actor, don't you really need to know other lines?
Do.
Because
it's,
that's
yeah,
where you know respond. How to...
Right, it's a collaboration, for sure.
Right.
She sent this. I had to prepare a 1-minute song to sing for my audition and get up on a stage in front of everyone and sing alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Plus, do a dance audition, read lines, act, sing other songs on the spot. And I was one of two women over 40 there.
Wow.
So there's not enough people in that group auditioning, I guess. And that doesn't mean she didn't rock it. I'm sure she did.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, she's a dynamic type person. When she walks in the room, she's unforgettable. You know, she has a really good energy about herself. I mean, of course she got the role.
Could you have done that? That audition?
Singing, no.
Yeah.
The other stuff, yes.
Yeah.
I could totally do an audition with lines and presence or performing, I think. But no singing.
And, you know, as our daughters, Taylor and Phoebe, who both really love their high school plays.
Yeah.
Playing a villain apparently is a lot of fun. Playing a villain is really the most fun because you really lose yourself. It's the opposite of who you are, usually.
Well, it's more interesting, you know? Too. Yeah. It's also just more interesting for the audience. Isn't it more exciting when the villain comes out?
Yeah.
You know, something is bad about to happen. I don't know this thing. I'm wondering if I should see the movie first now or just go with a brand new open mind for the play.
You know what? I mean, we should probably see the movie first because, well, I won't see
it
the play.
You
will.
Yeah.
But Mamma Mia, when Phoebe was in, our youngest was in Mamma Mia, it was easier for us to, I'd never seen the movie. I really wanted a concept.
Oh.
Since it was a musical,
yeah.
I really wanted to understand why and what.
It
and
helped
that
me understand it
yeah.
because on the stage, it was
right.
a little manic at times. But,
yeah.
I mean, that's my fault for not, you know, you're right. We need to see it first. The Prom is what it's called. I'm so proud of you, Crystal, and I cannot wait. Now, you know, I'm going to have to bring her the biggest bouquet of flowers ever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will. Yay. All right, tell us about Factor, Sam.
Oh, Factor, it's the easiest meal prep service on the planet, at least in my opinion. I mean, you know, there's a million meal prep services, but, you know, you order them online, they come to your door. But after that,
you have to do.
You got
to
take over and cook and cut and dice and slice, but not the case with Factor. Factor comes to your door, you put it in the fridge, and when you're ready to eat it, pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes. It is done.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you had? What did you have last night?
Last night, Murphy and I had the same thing. See, I ordered because we have plenty of meals this week. No cleaning the kitchen for me this week. We had like a bell pepper. It was like a bell pepper thing.
But it was without the. Well, I mean, it had strips of bell pepper in it.
Yeah, but it wasn't
but
encased
it wasn't
in an
encased
actual bell pepper.
In the bell pepper.
It was almost like a baked.
It was really good.
Was it good?
It was delicious and the green beans on the side.
With
perfect.
Sauteed onions on top.
And how long did it take to put that whole meal together?
2 minutes.
Oh!
2 minutes high, pop, done.
Yeah. That's every meal at Factor, and you can get yours right now, too, at factormeals.com. The discount code, this will get you 50% off your first box. It's MSJ50. They'll also throw in 20% off your second box as well with the code MSJ50 at factormeals.com.
Sponsor of the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.